Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Attorney General says there will be no new special counsels. Politicians take the virus vaccine. Researchers at MIT find a way to cut the COVID risk. And in Britain, there's absolute chaos because of a new strain of COVID. Also ahead, was this year the worst year ever? But first, Attorney General Barr confirming his department, the Justice Department, has no plans to investigate allegations of voter fraud or Hunter Biden. Mr. Barr resigns from his position tomorrow as Attorney General. The president, of course, wants the Department of Justice to probe the 2020 election before Congress certifies the count on January 6th. But that will not happen. Doctors giving the virus vaccine to the country's top politicians, including President-elect Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, members of Congress, and some governors across the country. Next up, those over the age of 75, then the general population. New study from MIT in Massachusetts says removing the middle seat on a passenger airliner can reduce the risk of COVID 50%. The odds of catching the bug while airborne, about 1 in 10,000. Every American airline now requires face masks for all passengers and crew while on board, except when eating. The British government in big trouble. It's shutting down the entire country just a week before Christmas after a new strain of the virus strikes London. Trains from London were canceled. Flights to Europe, North America, Asia axed after the announcement from Prime Minister Johnson. However, some planes are landing London JFK, causing controversy. National pride in the USA plunging to its lowest level ever. According to Gallup, 63% of Americans say they're extremely or very proud to live in the USA, compared with 92% back in 2003. Biggest concerns, race relations, and the economy. In a moment, one other year may have been worse than this year. We'll tell you all about it after these messages.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day: was 2020 the worst year ever in America? Maybe. Only one other contender: 1929. Back then, there were 121 million Americans. Now there are 330 million of us. Life expectancy in 1929, 56. Now it's 78. Herbert Hoover was president. Gangsters like Al Capone ran entire American cities. Between September and October 1929, the stock market crashed, wiping out $30 billion in assets, more than five times the entire federal budget. The Great Crash, also known as Black Friday, occurred on October 25th. Speculation, stock manipulation, bad loans to buy stocks, all prompted the biggest market sell-off in history. My parents saw that. They suffered. It was brutal, and the Great Depression, which started in 1929, lasted more than a decade. But this year might have topped it. First, we had COVID. On January 22nd, I was the first national reporter to warn the country that the China virus was lethal and would spread. And I knew that because the Chinese army had surrounded Wuhan, and anybody who tried to get out was either shot or arrested and placed in isolation. When you have an entire army surrounding a city of 8 million, you know it's serious. Secondly, George Floyd. After he was killed in Minneapolis, the nation erupted. First, the protests were peaceful and necessary. A message had to be sent. Then, the looters, the arsonists, the anarchists took to the streets largely unchecked. And that caused racial unrest, more than 2,000 police officers hurt, about 10,000 civilians hurt, billions of dollars in damage. It set back race relations 2 decades, in my opinion. And then, of course, the suspect election. All of this happening this year, COVID, racial unrest, and the suspect election. Now, perhaps as many as 50% of Americans believe there was massive fraud in the election. That means the credibility of our vote is damaged. I don't know beyond repair, but it doesn't seem like the federal government has any urgency to investigate this. Just yesterday, Attorney General Barr, who leaves tomorrow, said we're not going to investigate it. And he admitted there was fraud. You can't have that kind of a system and still ask Americans to have confidence in their country. So I say, 2020, the worst year ever for the United States of America. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it, Disagree. I want to hear from you, bill@billoreilly.com, and please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. Put it under the tree. Christmas is coming. The Killing series, including Crazy Horse, a perfect gift for your history buff. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the update brings you something you might not know, a very O'Reilly Christmas. Now I encourage people to write down their own personal Christmas memories in a journal. It's a fun thing to do. Now, here are two of my most vivid Christmas memories. I'm 7 years old. House is quiet. I'm in Levittown, New York. I have the only bedroom on the second floor. I get up. It had to be 5 a.m. All right? And I creep down the stairs, but I stop about midway because I didn't want to wake my parents and my sister up. I look at the tree, which was in a tiny living room. This is a very small house. And under the tree is Fort Apache, set up with all the soldiers and Native American warriors spread out around Fort Apache. I was thrilled. And I believed in Santa Claus at that time. I was just thrilled. Now, I had to wait about 3 hours before I could play with the toy. But I remember sitting there on that stairs. I was seven, all right? And I'm looking down. I was so happy. Great Christmas memory. Here's another one. I'm 20 years old. I'm studying abroad in London. All my friends who came over with me from America go home for Christmas. I don't go home. For some reason, I wanted to explore Europe. So I get on a train, and I go to Vienna. I figured that's a good Christmas place, Vienna, Austria, because of the Vienna Boys Choir and St. Stephen's Cathedral. I say, I'll go to Midnight Mass. That'll be a life experience. Okay. I get a little pension in Vienna. I put on some nice clothes. I walk over to the cathedral, and they won't let me in. I said to the guy, he spoke a little English, it's Christmas Eve, I'm Catholic, I want to go to church, I want to go to Midnight Mass. You need a ticket. So I wandered around Vienna, it was freezing, midnight on Christmas. But it was a tremendous experience, I have to say. So those are my two most vivid Christmas memories. Again, write yours down. Back after this. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.